hang up and try again.
Hello?
Hi, yes, Mr. Hathaway?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jacinda. I'm calling from... I'm doing a political survey in Utah. I was wondering if you had time to do the survey with me.
Sure.
I appreciate your time. Now, first of all, do you or any member of your immediate family work for the news media, a public relations company, or an active participant with any political campaign?
No.
And how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2010 general election for U.S. Senate, Congress, governor, and various state and local offices? Definitely? Probably? Probably not, or definitely not?
Definitely.
And thinking about the direction this country is headed today, do you feel it's going in the right direction or gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I'd have to say that the agricultural aspect is lacking.
Okay. Well, overall, would you say it's going in the right direction or heading in that direction, or do you feel like it's going so far off the wrong track, it's not going to go anywhere but bad?
Well, it's kind of hard to say because, see, I've got a major carrot crop here that in my garden, and if I've been lobbying to try to get some government subsidized fertilizer system going and kind of tested it out in my community, but it's not taken on too well, and so can't seem to get the governor to take much look at it. But
how many acres do you have?
Well, I've only got about a quarter acre, but with this system that we've got, the within a quarter acre you can grow carrots that are about 17 or 18 times the size of regular carrots. And so it could make a major difference in the industry, I think.
Maybe that's something they'll look at in the future, and you just have to keep pushing on it, you know?
Yeah, and
I think to do something good.
Yeah, and I think the biggest problem they have with it right now is the implants that that form within the individual carrots. They're still kind of doing some scientific testing on them, but there's obviously some kind of biological buildup within them that goes a little bit beyond what normal plants do, and so we're just trying to do some research, figure out what exactly it is that's going on.
So it's a genetic anomaly or something,
like. Yeah, it is kind of a genetic anomaly because it's growing these tiny little fetuses inside, and we're not sure exactly where they're coming from. Well, it's kind of hard to tell at this point, but so far, they're looking, at least biologically, they fit the description of human more than anything else. But obviously, that wouldn't make sense. So we're just trying to figure out what it is that's going on. Well, we're hoping it's not something like that. But a couple of scientists have. Suggested that some of the powders that we're using inside, see, they've there's a couple of places in Madagascar that we've gathered these powders from, and a couple of the scientists said that the valleys that we gathered them from were valleys that were created by asteroid blasts, although. I don't know if they have proof of that, but if that's the case, then there may be some kind of you know, there just something, some kind of life form from space that is at least having some kind of effect on the carrots. I don't know if it's necessarily life forms, but that's, you know, biologically that's the way it looks, but. You know, that would take quite a bit to prove.
Yeah. Oh, nothing happens to them after they grow for a while, or?
Well, they've just kind of started. they're devout, if they were humans, which obviously they're not, but if they were, they would be at about the about 2.5 month stage. But they're growing slower than what humans grow, and so it's really hard to predict what's going to happen. But you know, other than the small fetuses inside the carrots, the carrots themselves are growing incredibly well. They're incredibly healthy, it's only been in this latest crop where we started seeing this little anomaly in them.
Have to wait for a gestation period to see what happens.
Maybe so. We're going to have to, we'll have the scientists watching them, and in the meantime too, we've stopped selling them to the local grocery stores until we find out what the anomaly's for. But I think that may have to do with why the government is hesitating on implementing anything widespread.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to get on with the survey now. But the election for U.S. Senate is over out today. Would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Well, I still have to look into it, but it looks like the Republican candidates have a little more interest in the agricultural side. I still have to do some research on that, but I, so far that seems to be what I'm thinking.
Republican or probably Republican?
Probably Republican.
All right.
Yeah, oh, hey, I just realized I've got to get going, but is there any chance you could call tomorrow night at about this same time?
Yeah, I guess that is.
That would, yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.